Task 3. Libby's family are discussing the different types of accommodation Libby can choose. For part A, listen to the conversation. Complete the table below and indicate which options Libby will consider. For part B, indicate which type of accommodation Libby has chosen and provide reasons. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1.5 minutes to tidy up your answers. Task 3. Part A.
Libby, how is the application going? Jeremy gave you a fair bit of help with the application form, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Is there anything Dad and I can help you with?
Yes, actually. I'm looking at the list of student accommodation at Woodstock. Would you mind giving me some advice on that?
Sure.
Have you got the list with you?
Yes. Here.
Okay, so I see that they have the usual single rooms and shared dormitories, like what we used to get back in our days, John.
The single rooms seem pretty nice. They are on campus, so you don't have to worry about the daily commute. Oh, and it's got daily cleaning service on weekdays.
That would be unheard of when we were at university. There were no cleaners back then. We had to do all the cleaning, vacuuming, dusting all on our own. At least for our own room.
Looks like I'll get cleaners if I stay in a single room.
But because the single rooms are on campus, they are quite far from the city centre.
How far?
About a 20 minutes walk.
20 minutes? That's not too bad. What about the shared dormitories?
You share one with someone who also does your course.
You'll have someone to discuss your essays and projects with.
I might actually need that. You know how disorganised I can be.
Maybe you should also think about how to become more independent, Libby. In any case, I would prefer that you go for a shared dormitory because it costs the least.
I like the sound of that too. With the money saved on accommodation, we might be able to give you a little more pocket money. Who knows?
What I like about the shared dormitories is that it isn't far from the main library.
Oh yeah. Just walk down this road and it's the main library. The library is where you get all your books, so the closer you are to it, the better.
And of course you have the fancy ensuite rooms. What's amazing about them is that you've got one whole bathroom all to yourself. You don't have to share that with anyone.
But it's also the option that costs the most. I mean, I'd rather you spend money on reference books than pay for something that, to be quite honest, you could do without.
The extra money isn't just for the private bathroom, but also cleaning and laundry services. Though it is true that it's time I grew up and learned to take care of myself. Keeping my room clean and tidy and doing laundry really should be something quite basic.
That's right, Libby. If you fancy a real living out experience, there's also the studio flats.
You'll have to be really independent.
Well, it's right in the city centre, so I'll have to think about the commute to school.
There's no catering, and you'll have to make use of the cooking facilities and cook for yourself.
Oh, and you'll get your own bathroom in a studio flat, like in an ensuite room.
But won't I have to work out fees like water, gas and electricity bills?
Yes, you will. Some studio flats have those included in the rent, but they aren't included at Woodstock.
Ah, water, gas and electricity bills. Sounds like a nightmare.
Paying bills is part of adult life, Libby. So which one do you think you are going for?
Maybe a studio flat, because I'm quite up for the challenge. although I'm certain I'll struggle for a bit in the beginning.
Okay, I won't say I'm not surprised, Libby. What about the ensuite?
I don't think I will go for the ensuite. It's too expensive for what it is.
I guess you like the singles most.
And the shared dormitories. Both quite affordable and close to school.
Do you have to make up your mind now?
Well, the next page will give me the options that are still available. Task 3, Part B. Libby is discussing with her parents the different options on the list of accommodations available. Put a tick in the box next to the option you think Libby chooses in the table below, and write down the three reasons for her choice based on what they say. So here are the options that are still up for grabs: Beaumont Place, Wessex Court, Waverley House, and Hollywell Square.
Some are houses and some are apartment blocks. What do you prefer?
I prefer to live in a house. I mean, aren't we already living in an apartment block? It'd be great to try something different.
Some of them have a garden or a common room. There will be plenty of weekend and evening activities, I can assure you. What do you think?
Weekend and evening activities actually quite appeal to me. It's a good way to make friends and to get to know people.
Sounds like a plan. What about location? My preference would be to go from a place that's not far from the faculty buildings. I assume that's also what you want.
Exactly. Living in the city centre is good, but I think living close to the faculty buildings might actually work best for me.
Looks like you've already decided which one to go for.
I sure have. That is the end of task 3. You have 1.5 minutes to tidy up your answers.